Welcome to Weemelee Community News, FM 1003. Crash Investigation Police are trying to determine if the driver of a four-wheel drive vehicle that struck and killed two pedestrians in Weemelee was trying to run a red light. The four-wheel drive struck the mother and her child as they were waiting at pedestrian crossing at the intersection of Allura and Bradfield Roads yesterday afternoon. It knocked over traffic lights before coming to a rest against the wall of a tavern. A 31-year-old woman died at the scene and her 6-year-old daughter died from injuries after being airlifted to the Children's Hospital. Crash Investigation Police are waiting to interview a 26-year-old man who was driving the vehicle. One witness told police the driver was trying to run a red light at the time, while others say he lost control of the van and it veered off the road. The Newcastle Crash Investigation Unit is urging witnesses to the accident to contact them. Weemelee Council has unanimously voted to ban the use of battery-caged eggs. The council now joins 23 other councils across the state to condemn the use of battery cages in the farming of eggs. The council also voted to look at how the local planning instruments can be used to regulate intensive farming in the local government area. Councillor Giselle Dittmer, who put forward the motion, says it's important council take a leadership role because the state and federal governments are ignoring the issue. The group Animal Liberation is urging other councils to follow Weemelee's lead in banning the use of caged eggs. Animal Liberation spokeswoman Lucinda Jackson says she hopes others will now follow suit. She commented that Weemelee Council has shown progressiveness and compassion in being one of the first councils to come on board with this. The bodies of two brothers have been found by police after they disappeared while swimming in the Goobie River yesterday. They were aged 15 and 17 years. The boys had been swimming with friends when they had disappeared in the dirty and turbulent water. Locals say that the Goobie is known for being unsafe following heavy rains. As the river levels increase, so do the dangerous currents and the amount of debris in the water. There are warning signs, the locals said, but the young people just ignore them and take the chance. A funeral will be held at Weemelee Anglican Church on Wednesday for the two brothers, Andrew and Kyle Stevens. 1003 FM, Weemelee Community News.